April the 28th, 129th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, the guy that can't keep a boss from the CHP, Simon.
The Swamp Thing.
Yeah, that's right. Swamp Dude.
We're here. We're representing.
Our quote this morning is actually a proverb, a German proverb.
Very nice.
You don't strike me as being German.
I'm a little bit of everything, I think.
Oh, okay. You're left over on the side of the road.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
All right. Yeah, it's being German. This doesn't strike me as being German, but that's okay.
We're going to go with it.
Drinking a little too much is drinking a great deal too much.
You know, I don't think that applies to only Germans.
No. Yeah. Motorists, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, yesterday I was doing a segment on bicycle riding.
Mm-hmm.
Notice for Damien, there's another one coming through for the travel station we have on 980. And it was interesting for me putting my head into the perspective of the bicyclist, but also the motorist looking for the bicyclist. And there were some things that were popping up there that were kind of intriguing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a lot of bicycle on car crashes?
No, I wouldn't say a lot. I mean, we get several a year. I'd imagine more so probably in the city limits of Eureka. You know, just within my work day, I'll hear every once in a while, yeah, vehicle versus bicyclist. Whether or not it's bicyclist versus vehicle, you know, I'm not there, but it does happen on occasion.
Well, now Eureka's got the funny thing with the goofballs on bikes roaring all over the place in the wrong direction, not the normal kind of a community mix.
Right.
They were talking about things that I hadn't really contemplated. Taking a right-hand turn.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a car, right-hand turn.
Yeah.
Okay, normally I'm looking left,
right,
as I'm merging right to make sure I'm not, you know, stepping in front of somebody. Hadn't thought to look in the rearview mirror.
See if a bicyclist is coming up. Yep.
Yeah, and the comment was, many bicyclists will travel up to 20 miles an hour.
Yep.
Okay, I make the turn at the wrong time. Now I've got a hood ornament coming from the side. Not a clue that anybody would be there.
Right. Well, hopefully the bicyclist is also looking out for you as well, watching for your blinker and paying attention to what's going on. But I remember when I took my driver's test way back when in the day, I got dinged because I didn't look over my shoulder toward the bike lane. So it's something that they, you know, I assume they're still testing that. But it's important to, you know, obviously be aware of your surroundings, not only look left, but look over your shoulder, look in your rearview mirror, see if there's a bicyclist coming, because they may not be paying attention either.
Well, that was a subsequent, you know, pay attention
right
to everything, including small, thin, little things that are on the side of the road.
Yeah.
The other thing I thought was intriguing was opening your car doors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's that insurance commercial, you know, or the car drives by and crunch and there goes the door. Okay, I haven't had to deal with that one directly, but would never have thought about that with a bicyclist. I'm thinking, you know, guy's on a bike. Geez, come on.
You know,
I'm parked.
Right.
You should be able to avoid the door opening up, because that's normally what happens when a car parks.
Yeah, but again, you know, bicyclists are cruising along. Sometimes they have their headphones on. They're not paying attention. I haven't, you know, yeah, exactly. I haven't seen that firsthand. But, you know, while I'm driving through, again, the city limits of Eureka or Arcata, you know, a lot of those streets are pretty narrow. And me in my personal car or even in the patrol car, yeah, you'll see a car pull over and you'll see the door sort of start to crack, and you really got to pay attention to it. Is this person just going to sling that door open, you know? So just...
Like they're in the mall?
Like they're in... Yeah, no kidding.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Sime.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning. More than just bicycle talk. with Cy May from the CHP. Cy, motorcycles are another challenge, I would imagine, not only for the rider themselves, but for the motoring public in total. You got the big boys. You know, you can hear a Harley. You know there's something coming up behind you with one of those. But like the Spiders.
Yeah. They're quiet.
Oh, and they're shorter.
Yeah.
So they have a lower profile. And some of the other smaller power motorcycles also. Is there any height requirement for a motorcycle for the manufacturer?
You know, there's all sorts of different requirements that they have to go with. And off the top of my head, I can't remember if there's a height requirement or not. Of course, like mini bikes and stuff like that, pocket bikes aren't street legal because of that reason. I can't tell you what the exact specifications are right now. But, yeah, you know, motorcycles, even with a big one, even with a Harley, can be difficult to see at times because people, they're in their own little world. And they're you know, typically they're looking for a car. They're looking for a vehicle coming at them, two headlights or whatever. And motorcyclists, they just get overlooked. I mean, it really does. That's usually the case when it comes to a motorcycle TC, is the person in the vehicle, I didn't see him coming when I pulled out in front of him.
Or you see one light and you figure one light's out.
Yeah, right.
I do that one pretty regularly.
Yeah.
And then, okay, because you don't know what side is out.
Yeah, right.
Is it the side closest to you?
And it can mess with your depth perception a little bit. It can throw you off. And unless you're really paying attention, you know, accidents happen. And summertime's coming up, and we're going to get a lot more, you know, people riding their motorcycles out there. And a lot of people who may not ride their motorcycles often enough, you know, just in the summer months when it's warm, they'll take it out for a weekend. So their experience also isn't the best. So being a driver of a vehicle, you really got to pay attention to everybody around you.
Well, then, you know, if you're traveling in a herd,
right?
Okay, that makes it a whole lot easier. But if you're out there running solo or just you plus one,
exactly,
it kind of makes it a little tough. And I would think that having those little bicycle flags, you just kind of, you know, knocks down any virility that you might have at all associated with
the motorcycle.
Are you
talking about those big orange ones you used to put on your bicycle when you were a kid?
Of course.
Yeah.
Not a pirate flag or a Raider flag or a, you know, Giants flag or something.
How about a Golden State Warriors flag?
Warrior, go Dubs.
There you go.
Yeah, last night was kind of amazing.
Yeah, no kidding. It's been an amazing year.
Now, a motorcycle license, is that the same as a license that we have to drive vehicles, or is there a special designation?
There is. So you have your regular Class C driver's license like everybody has on the road, and you are able to drive a vehicle. But if you want to get your motorcycle's license, you got to go into DMV, take a specific motorcycle written test, and also take a motorcycle riding test. So once you pass the written test, then you technically have a motorcycle permit. And you can ride your motorcycle on two-lane roads. You can't go out on the freeway yet because you just have your permit. So you have your permit, and you ride by yourself.
Oh, so it's restricted area.
It's a restricted area and times as well. You can't ride after dark. So okay. Once you've had your motorcycle permits for a specific amount of time, then you can go in and take the actual riding test, which they put you through different balance courses, riding around in a circle, stuff like that. And if you pass that, then you're give the blessing and off you go.
Off to the races.
Yeah, you can go ride anywhere you want.
So to speak,
yeah.
Yeah. Is there the age requirements the same?
Age requirements are the same. You can get one at 16.
And the laws are the same?
The
vehicle code is the same.
Yes. You know, they can split, you know, you see them split lanes, obviously, on the freeway and stuff like that. They can do that.
Yeah, I would do that kind of stuff,
right,
too.
Why not, you know?
Oh, Damien, you've been here way too long, man. You're starting to anticipate my questions.
Passing secrets?
No, he was wondering about the three-wheeled motorcycles. They're still motorcycles, right?
Those are considered motorcycles still, yes. Yeah.
Just
nice,
like,
Damien.
If you have the little sidecar.
Yeah, right.
Same, yeah.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Same requirements for those licenses as well.
Now, if you have a two-level motorcycle, that's a whole different...
That might be a different story, you know?
Yeah, that's called the kinetic race.
Yeah, right.
I was actually wondering about the ones that the body has three wheels, like two in the front, one in the back.
Yeah,
Do you need a special license for that? Those are
same.
Spiders. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Same. Damien, he's taking over the show.
I think he wants one of those motorcycles.
they look fun.
I look at it and figure, okay, I can't tip this one.
Yeah, right.
Let's go. And then, you know, then you see who's driving them, and you kind of go, oh, okay.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Now, for trailer hauling and the RVs and the fifth wheelers and that kind of stuff, There's no conditional permits for those, are there?
In just an RV?
Yeah, you're going to let's say you're going to go rent an RV right. for a week.
Well, there's always length restrictions on our roadways that we have around here. So if you got a real big RV or whatever and your trailer may be real long, then yeah, there are certain restrictions for that. And you can't have doubles. And if your RV or truck is a certain size, you got to have another class license. So there's a lot that can into that.
Okay. So yeah. if you're renting one of these rigs in the summer and just want to go for a week or so.
Not necessarily that. Any of those that you can rent.
You're probably pretty safe.
Yeah. But okay. But if you have like a specific.
The big ones?
Weight on some of the trailers and camp trailers, then you actually have to go to either a Class B or Class A license. And that's
really?
What the commercial guys are for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So okay. You're not talking about like the Prowlers and the Alpine Lights.
Well, yeah, it can be. If you get a really big one, yes. Yes, you can. If it's over a certain weight, then you might have to get a special license for that.
Oh, that's okay. It's all dried.
Don't worry about it. Yeah,
you imagine somebody renting one of those things and filling it full of... I'm sure you can.
You know,
because you've probably seen it.
I wouldn't be surprised. But, I've seen some stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Fill one of those things up and do the fake windows, like kind of like they do in the grow houses. Yeah.
We'd probably be surprised at how much is really moving around out there. These people are pretty crafty.
Yeah. Now that takes an extra special license to do that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Doctor induced.
Yeah. Yeah. Grow cards by the yard.
Yeah. Right.
KINS News and Information. Time is 8:30. We'll be back with more from SciMan.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Cy May, talk shop presented by REDEC and by CDH Painting. Cy, is we're kind of wrapping up April. I know for you guys it's Distracted Driving Month, which probably means something. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like most of us in the community are aware or we're seeing this as this is the month to be a distracted driver. People driving, talking in their phones, texting in their phones, or whatever else. I don't think that they're watching videos on their phones, but I'm sure some are. It was kind of disturbing, though, earlier this month. We heard somebody on their phone going over 100 miles an hour. It's like, wait a minute, you can't be distracted and go 100 miles. Those two things are
you'd hope not.
Two overt actions.
Yeah, you'd hope not. But yeah, I saw that that article, and I'm not sure exactly where that happened, somewhere else, some other part of the country, but apparently some person was driving, and there's the app, which most people are probably familiar with, Snapchat, and people use it for taking pictures and sending it to their friends, and you can use certain filters that will change the color or change whatever. I guess there's a filter on there that will show your speed. So apparently this person was trying to drive as fast as possible, and pulled up this Snapchat filter to see, I guess, how fast she was going, or maybe take a snap of it and send it to her friend. And obviously that's a distraction, lost control, and had a tragic ending. But distracted driving is not going away anytime soon. Most everybody has cell phones these days. Most everybody has smartphones, and it's out there everywhere. I mean, I can't tell you how frustrating it is when I'm out there off duty in my personal vehicle. And almost every time I drive anywhere, I'll see somebody on their phone, either texting or talking. And it really does lead to traffic collisions.
If you're going solo, mm-hmm. so the family isn't around,
yeah.
will you engage?
No, absolutely not. When I'm off duty, I'm off duty. If I see something that's really dangerous, possible DUI driver, or this person is incredibly distracted by their phone, I'll call it in and hopefully get one of our units there.
Oh, so you will get close and flash your badge?
No.
And
no,
just and oh man, I think I would have so much fun doing that.
No.
Just you know, nothing going on,
just remind them, "Hey,
pay attention, buddy. You know, you don't know where we are."
Right. You know, it's true, but
that would change the behavior at least maybe for an afternoon, but that's one more afternoon.
It could, but we don't know who we're flashing our badge at. And if this is a real bad person that doesn't like cops, well, now he knows what I drive.
Oh, I
see. He could see my license plate number. He could. So there's a lot more that goes into it than just.
Oh, you have the plates back on the car now?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you know. Yeah.
Periodically, huh?
Periodically, I'll put them on there and take them off. Okay. And, you know, sometimes I'll put the reg tabs on.
Yeah.
Right. But no, it's not a good idea unless there's some sort of grave, dangerous instance that I need to intervene.
I hadn't even thought about the stalking part.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I suppose.
It's something that we have to think about. I mean, it's always something that's in the back of our mind. When I'm at a restaurant off duty, I'll always sit facing the door. So I can see who's coming in.
Oh, really?
Because I've ran into people who I've arrested off duty, and they'll recognize me. Luckily, it's all been very cordial.
Normal, regular about it.
But you never know. You never know who these people are and where they might recognize you. I'm on TV every once in a while, on the radio, so I'm, you know, people know who I am, and they might see me out and about. And so we're always on guard. Our head is always on a swivel.
That's funny.
I guess we kind of got off topic from
distracted
driving.
No.
But it's an interesting aspect that people don't realize that we have to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, that's all part of it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're out in front.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what you want to get.
Yeah.
To that spot.
Yeah.
But I hadn't thought that there would be potential boomerang back.
And not only that, I mean, you know, we don't have all the tools on our belt like we do when we're at work. You know, our less lethal options, taser, you know, baton, a lot of us will carry.
Nerf balls don't really do the job.
Stink bombs, and none of that works. But another huge part is we don't have our radio to call for backup. So if we get ourselves in some sort of...
Oh, really? You don't always have your...
No, when we're off duty. No.
Oh, really?
This has to... Yeah, not always.
Oh.
No. We have our cell phone. We can always obviously call our dispatch. But no, we don't. They encourage us when we're off duty, don't get involved because you don't have all your tools. You're not wearing your vest. It's just not a safe thing to do to be out there.
Now, will the resident cops, whether it's a deputy or like you guys, you know, if you live in...
No.
One of the less developed areas, I would think just quicker contact or that thing may work. I'm pointing to it before.
Right.
That thing might work where a cell phone, you might be out of a cell and not be able to contact that thing with the county's network. You're never out.
With how our radio systems work, we have to have our car, our patrol vehicle. This bounces. Oh. This sends a signal to our patrol car.
This is part A and you need part B.
Yes. Now, some other systems don't work that way, but that's how ours works. So I could take this far away, and it's useless.
Oh, best to go to a break right now. KINS, News and Information Time, 8:41. We'll be back with more from Sime.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We're back talking shop this morning, trying to get to distracted driving, but we've been distracted talking this morning.
That's safe, you know.
Yeah. What is the biggest issue you've got, Si? Is it, I think we've got one of those questions today. Is it the phones? Is it people spacing out? Is it eating? And, you know, it used to be dropping the cigarette or something on the floor and reaching for it. That was going to be a big...
Yeah. Well, that's all distractions. The distracted driving period is a huge issue. And, you know, when I go to schools or do presentations, I try to educate people on the broad spectrum of distractions, not just talking on the cell phone. or texting. Yeah, those two things, huge distractions, and those are the things that are quote-unquote illegal that we can cite you for. But yeah, putting your makeup on while you're driving down the road because you're late for work, that's a huge distraction. Could that definitely cause a collision?
Do you see it that
Absolutely.
Much?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
I remember
it
Rush did that thing, and boy, he had people tweet for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, it does. We see it. And people will call it in, too, to our dispatch. Hey, there's person who's swerving all over the road, headed northbound on 101. Looks like they're putting on makeup. That is enough for us to stop them and make sure. I mean, who knows? They might be DUI also. Who knows? It's a reason for us to stop them and check on them and maybe remind them, hey, you know, you're not driving as good as you can. Please stop doing that. But all the distractions, we're trying to educate people on that.
Are we listening?
You know, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's pretty prevalent, the distracted driving right now. Again, like I said, when I'm off duty and I see people, almost every time I go to the store, I'll see somebody talking on their phone, manipulating their phone. Even if you're holding your phone in your hand to change the song that you're listening to, that's still distracted driving, and that's still a citable offense. So it's not just talking or texting.
Now, how does that compare to, because I've had folks say, oh, well, you shouldn't be talking on the phone.
Right.
Okay. Well, if you've got somebody in the back seat that you're talking with.
Yeah.
Or somebody in the seat next to you. You're still doing the talking.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference, in my opinion, is you're not, when you're manipulating your phone, you're not only taking your mind off the road, you're also taking your eyes off the road, even if it's for a second or two. And you're also taking one of your hands off the road. So you got a few different things going on. If you've got a passenger, and you guys are just having a conversation, yet you are still looking forward, you're still got your hands on the wheel for the most part, your concentration is still more on driving than it would be if you're manipulating your phone in some fashion. And that's why Bluetooth devices are, legal to have. So as long as it's hands-free, you got most of your attention focused on the road, yet you're having a conversation with somebody over the phone. So that's why those are legal.
Do you see the Bluetooth or those out-of-vehicle contacts or conversations are going to be outlawed down the road?
I don't see how they can. I mean, how would we enforce it, really? Because if I see somebody talking and it looks like they might be on a Bluetooth and I stop them and they say, well, I was just singing a song, you know? So it's not really an enforceable thing, so I don't see that being something coming up down the road as a new law.
Is there anything that is coming down the road that you're looking at and going, oh, no, here we go again.
No, not that I know of. You know, I don't pay too much attention to what's coming up when they tell me.
Not even the tourist season?
When it's yeah. When they tell me it's a new law, then I'll pay attention. But other than that, I'm focused on all the laws we got.
Okay, and the tourists.
And the tourists that are coming this summer.
Hey, they're here now.
Them. Yeah, I know.
I saw an amazing amount of trailers being pulled. Well, Monday I was out.
Yeah.
Spent about 5 hours on going up and down. Yeah.
Well, we're already getting people trying to swim in the river. I mean, unfortunately, we have
those let's talk stupid.
It's just, not, you know, it's
wrong time of the year.
It's too early. That water is still so cold and so fast, people just don't realize it.
Thanks for coming by, bud.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
See everybody tomorrow.